And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana's Republican-dominated House has advanced a budget bill, and it does not include a $2,000 teacher pay raise sought by the governor. Instead, it would steer a windfall of hundreds of millions of dollars in extra state revenue towards paying down retirement debt. Republicans say the plan is financially responsible and would save school districts money in the long run by letting the school districts then spend funds as they best see fit. That could include wage increases for educators. Democrats counter without the legislature specifically allocating that money for pay raises. There's no guarantee that the local school districts will do so on their own. The 2023-24 budget bill passed 77-33 in the House. It now advances to the Senate. Monroe Federation of Teachers President Sandy Lally says, "It really hardens my heart and it saddens me for all the teachers and educators in the state of Louisiana. It's just not right." Local Representative Michael Eccles says that they're providing an alternative by paying down the debt, which the school districts can use for teacher pay raises. He says they literally will have the ability to take the excess cash flow, and if it's repairing the roof or if it's paying teachers more, paying employees more, that's where we'll have to go. He says long-term, the state is going to move in the right direction and be economically prosperous. The state's $45 billion budget for the fiscal year has some other controversy. Some cuts made in early childhood education. Libby Sonier, executive director of the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children, she says that House Bill 1 cuts about $51 million in funding.
It would be devastating to not only families and children that are losing access to quality early care and education, it would also be detrimental to the small businesses of child care that we have throughout the state.
The governor's proposed budget added $51 million for early childhood, but that was not included in the budget bill. Early childhood programs in Louisiana provide pre-kindergarten education, Head Start programs, and privately contracted child care. Sonia says under the House cuts, there were nearly 8,000 fewer slots within the early childhood system.
We can't afford to lose those types of seats because we know that families need to go to work, look for work, or go to school.
House Bill 1 is now in the Senate for committee review. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KDM.